You're listening to Pastor Stephen G. Lightfoot's podcast, Sermons and Homilies by the Reverend Stephen G. Lightfoot. Pastor Stephen is an ordained elder in the Global Methodist Church and serves as senior pastor to First Methodist Church Splendora and Shepherd Methodist Church in Southeast Texas. Here is today's episode. Last check. Our podcast and live stream are reaching more than 1,000 cities in nearly 186 countries around the world. If you're joining us on the live stream this morning, thank you for tuning in. You are at the worship services of First Methodist Church in Splendora, Texas. We are glad you're with us this morning. This morning, I want to come to you from the Gospel according to Matthew. And in this chapter, chapter 11, Matthew is speaking to us about John the Baptist. This is what he says in chapter 11, beginning at verse 2. When John heard in prison what the Messiah was doing, he sent word by his disciples and said to him, "Are you the one who is to come, or are we to wait for another?" Jesus answered them, "Go and tell John what you see and what you hear. The blind receive their sight, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the poor have good news brought to them. And blessed is anyone who takes no offense at me." As they went away, Jesus began to speak to the crowds about John. "What did you go out into the wilderness to look at? A reed shaken by the wind? What then did you go out to see? Someone dressed in soft robes? Look, those who wear soft robes are in royal palaces. What then did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I tell you, and more than a prophet. This is the one about whom it is written, 'See, I am sending my messenger ahead of you, who will prepare your way before you.' Truly, I tell you, among those born of women, no one has arisen greater than John the Baptist, yet the least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he." This is the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Glory to you, Lord Christ. So in the gospel lesson from Matthew this morning, we find John the Baptist locked up in prison, but even in prison, word of the wonders and signs that Jesus is doing is reaching John's ears. Not even the thick stone walls of a prison can stifle the message of the gospel. So when John the Baptist hears these things, he sends his own disciples. Yes, John the Baptist had followers. And he sends them to ask Jesus, "Are you the one? Are you the one we've been expecting? Are you the promised Messiah? Or are we still waiting?" And so Jesus responds to John's question. He sends John's disciples back to John, and he tells them to tell John what's going on outside the walls of the prison. He says, "The blind see, the lame walk, lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, the wretched of the earth learn that God is on their side." And Jesus asked John and John's disciples, "Is this what you were expecting? If so, if this is what you were expecting, then count yourselves most blessed." Now, when I read that, as we are in the third Sunday of Advent, as we light the Advent candle of joy, as we're less than two short weeks from Christmas, I think it's prudent of us to pause in this time, in this moment, and ask ourselves the very same question that Jesus posed to John and his followers: is this what you were expecting? Is this what I was expecting? Is the coming Jesus the Jesus that I have been expecting? Because you see, the answer, your answer to that question can be most telling. The answer to the question can be most revealing about what we think this season is all about. The answer to that question can reveal to us just where our heart is regarding this Advent season, this season of preparation. What is it about to you? Is the coming Christmas celebration more than just a cultural holiday to me? Is the Jesus in the manger scene out front a really nice decoration to help me get into the holiday spirit? Or is it representative of the infinite God becoming the finite infant, taking the form of a man so that God's plan of redemption for me might be fulfilled? Is this the Jesus that I'm expecting this third Sunday of Advent? If that's who you are expecting, if that's what this season means to you, Jesus says to count yourself most blessed. If you're looking at the coming Jesus as the one who can do all those wonderful things that were reported to John the Baptist, the blind see, the lame walk, lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, the wretched of the earth learn that God is on their side. If that is the Jesus that you expect, Jesus that can do those things, then count yourself most blessed. See, after John's disciples leave to report back to John, Jesus goes on to tell the crowd about John the Baptist. He asked them, "What did you expect when you went out to the wilderness to see John? Did you expect a prophet? If so, you got that in John, but not just a prophet. John's the best prophet you'll ever hear." Jesus tells him, he says, "He is the prophet that Malachi announced when he wrote, 'I'm sending my prophet ahead of you to make the road smooth for you.'" You see, Malachi the prophet, in the Old Testament book of Malachi, predicted, prophesied, that John the Baptist would come to prepare the way for the Messiah. "Let me tell you what's going on here," the Message version puts it. "No one in history surpasses John the Baptizer. But in the kingdom he prepared you for, the lowliest person is ahead of him. For a long time now, people have tried to force themselves into God's kingdom, but if you read the books of the prophets and God's law closely," Jesus says, "you will see them culminate in John, teaming up with John and preparing the way for the Messiah of the kingdom of God." Jesus says, if you look at it in that way, John is the Elijah you've all been expecting to arrive and introduce the Messiah. So in the Old Testament days, they were expecting Elijah to reappear and announce the coming of the Messiah. And Jesus is saying, John the Baptizer is your Elijah. He is preparing the way. Now, if John the Baptist was the messenger for the first advent of Christ, who then is the messenger of the second advent, the second coming of Christ? Who is calling people to repentance today, like John did in his day? Who holds the responsibility to prepare the way of the Lord for his second advent, his second coming? Any guesses? The church. Thank you, Tess. The church. The body of Christ in motion in the world. The church. You and I, as the church, have been given a mandate to prepare the way of the Lord. We're to be the voice crying out in the wilderness. And if we accept that we have that authority and that responsibility, we need to take a look at ourselves in the mirror and ask the question, am I fulfilling my role as a proclaimer, as a voice crying out in the wilderness? What wilderness, Pastor? Well, the wilderness beyond the glass doors there. The wilderness of Splendora, the wilderness of Southeast Texas, the wilderness of the nation, and yes, the wilderness of the world. And if we accept that we have that authority and responsibility, are we effectively spreading the good news? Are we as the church and as individual Christians actively engaging with those who don't have a church? With those who don't have a relationship with the risen Christ? Are we personally involved in the evangelical mission of the church? Yes, I just used the E word. Evangelical mission of the church. Do we regularly invite people to invite Jesus into their lives? If we turn our attention to current events, anybody watch the news yesterday? Yes. To say that the world was in chaos yesterday would be an understatement. We can see that the world is in desperate need of Jesus. More than ever before, the world needs the church to stand up and be the church to the people in the world. We can't just be a church in Splendora. We need to be the church in Splendora. Words mean things. We need to be the voice crying out in the wilderness because there's far too much crying in the wilderness. Indeed, there's just too much that is in a state of wilderness, spiritual wilderness, bleak, empty, hopeless wilderness. That is the world yesterday and the days before. Things are not perfect in the world today. But perfect is coming in the second advent of Jesus. If we can say that the Jesus we expect to see is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Messiah, Christ the King, then we can be like John the Baptist and help prepare the way of the Lord. We can proclaim the truth of Emmanuel, God with us, and God with us now. Not just coming, but here now. And we can proclaim the truth that Christ will return to claim his people and to be their king. This is the prophetic word of the church. In that sense, you are all prophets this morning. If you have a relationship with Jesus, the prophetic word you bring to the world is that he is coming again. This is the reason for our joy, that we look forward with expectant hearts for the coming King. Isaiah says, and authority rests upon his shoulders. And he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. He is the author and the finisher of our faith. And when he comes, for those that have that relationship with him, there will be exceeding joy. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you for listening to today's podcast. Come back again next week for a new message. And until then, may God bless you and keep you.